Welcome back to the Life on Target podcast. I'm your host, Nathan Spearing, bringing you an episode today to hopefully demystify starting a business a little bit and share a couple of the things that went kind of horribly wrong for me at the beginning of the business. Maybe easy to look at my videos and projects that I'm doing in construction right now and think, man, that's amazing. Whatever. Listen, it's been a long, hard crawl to get to this point over almost 6 years now. And I want to go back to the very beginning and talk you through how I started the business, actually what I did practically to start it, and maybe tell you where you are, how you can, what steps maybe you should take right away and what to do. So in 2016, when I left the military, and y'all know the story, a lot of y'all know the story, we kind of had some financial cushion. We had another real estate property that we were working on, feeling pretty good, got some margin, just take my time and work on this mansion and figure out life after the military. God's like, no, Nate, I'm going to kick you in the butt. I'm going to get you, you maybe have some tendencies to be a little bit lazy. I'm going to take away half your cash on hand, make you pay that back to the government because you owe the money back for a bonus. And now you're going to be 5 kids, 2 mortgages, $30,000, $40,000 in the bank. But one of those houses broke down, has no AC, needs all new plumbing, has 11 bathrooms, all that kind of stuff. Okay, so I knew to start a business. I didn't actually know all this at the point in time. I didn't understand, because when you start to go down, like, what do I need to do? What is it? Oh, LLC, S-Corp, I don't know, like sole proprietorship. This, you know, you start to read these and they're like, what the heck is the difference between all these things? I don't even know what to do. Well, I just basically was like, well, I'm going to start an LLC. I didn't know all the differences between all the different entities. And so I got on the North Carolina Secretary of State's website. I downloaded the PDF and I filled it out. It's like 2 pages and I sent it in. Single member LLC is pretty straightforward. There's not a, you don't need a bunch of articles that's like defining what percentage of ownership and what happens and all that kind of stuff. It's just simple. It's just you and you send it in. And actually, he got it sent back to me. I don't think I put the address of the primary business owner on there or something. I didn't. So they sent it back, said, hey, you're missing this. And I filled it out. Now, a lot of people say, hey, you got to hire a lawyer. You got to do this. You got to let the lawyers do the lawyer thing. You got to whatever. Okay. I guess it's probably good to say right now in this podcast that this is not financial advice or legal advice or whatever. This is literally you just telling you what I did. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about how I know that I did it okay and why I don't think you need a lawyer for this particular step. So I sent it. What I did, I printed out from the Secretary of State, sent it in, it had an LLC. Now, as soon as I got the LLC paperwork back, I got the articles, organization, I got the stuff back from the Secretary of State. You take that, you go online to the IRS's website, you get issued an EIN, an employer identification number, which is essentially like the Social Security number for your business. You get that form printed out. If they spit it out, like immediately, you get the PDF back. So you take those articles of organization, you take that back from the Secretary of State, you take that EIN that you got issued from the IRS, and you take that to a bank. And the bank says, okay, you know, and I would recommend going to a local community type bank, because I had Bank of America for a while, and they just hit you with all these fees that you don't even know what the heck's going on. And for a small business starting out, $35 monthly for this and a $17 for this and whatever, it just adds up, man. So go to a small local bank. They're going to give you, say, hey, we need your EIN, your stuff from the Secretary of State that you got back. You're going to have to give them your social security number, your driver's license, different things like that about you. And then you got a corporate bank account. And then you can go over to either get them to give you a company credit card, and if you have halfway decent credit personally, because they're going to pull your personal credit report, you can get a business credit card. And you're up and running, man. You got your LLC, you got your corporate bank account, you got your corporate credit card, and you're good to go. And essentially, from an LLC perspective, you are have a liability protection, but from the IRS's perspective, all that money that you make in the LLC is just treated like your money. And so you're paying Social Security, you're paying Medicare, you're paying your income tax, all's getting coming out. As an employee right now, your employer's paying half of that for you and you're paying half of it. So you're responsible for all of it as a self-employed owner, LLC owner. And here's the good news. You can convert that. You can treat the LLC as a corporation. The big difference between LLC and corporation is corporation, actually, you pay yourself a salary. And so if your business is making a bunch more money than you're actually using to live, then you probably should be a corporation. And because then only what you take as payment is going to get Social Security, Medicaid, all those kind of additional ways the government steals money from you. And the corporation will just have to pay corporate taxes on that. So when your business gets to the point where it's humming along, it's making a bunch of extra money, you're not just transferring everything that you make every month to your personal bank account as an owner draw to live, and you're just skimping by month to month. Once you get to that point, you got some margin, that's when your accountant's going to be able to say, all right, hey, we need to convert this. And the other reason why it's good to go ahead and start that LLC now is 2 years is kind of the magic number before they will actually lend money to your business. It doesn't necessarily mean that your business made a bunch of money for 2 years. They just kind of have that little wicket, like, have you been around 2 years? And kind of just disqualifies you from getting any lending if you haven't. So start the clock. Like I said, don't do it until you're confident that you like the business, that you're maybe able to do it in the event that you're not exposing liability. And then just start learning, start growing, start getting better at it, and see where it leads. And your accountant's going to be able to advise you on this. But the bottom line is you are able to take an LLC to a corporation, convert it to a corporation, or even just, I think, treat it like a corporation via tax perspective. You'll get that accountant probably maybe your first year if you're getting after it, because you're going to start having money that came in and you're going to want some to help itemize all your deductions and things like that. So what you do at this point is everything for your business is done out of that bank account. Anytime that you are buying something, you're buying tools for your business, you're buying a website, and you just put money into it from your personal account so that you have records, statements, bank statements showing how much money you contributed to the business and what everything that you spent. And you can, you know, depending on the volume of your transactions, you don't even need to get QuickBooks or anything, because if you're just starting out, you don't have a whole lot of transactions going on. You can literally just go to buy the statement for each month and you can figure out how much money you spent, how much money you contributed. And you could literally at the end of the year, likely even if it's like the middle of the year, you're not going to have a whole lot of transactions for a small business that you started. That being said, if you're starting to do a lot of transactions, I definitely recommend getting a subscription to QuickBooks, syncing it with your bank account, and then at least going through and trying to categorize what the stuff is, getting a bookkeeper to help you with that. I've been notorious for trying to do this myself and it just being screwed up. Even now, just now at the sixth year of business, if I finally just forked over, it's ended up being thousands of dollars over the course of the year for somebody to do all my companies and bookkeeping. But this is going to be, it's going to be my year because I'm paying the right person to do this. So that being said, you don't have to do any of this if your business isn't really doing something that is risky or is something that's making you liable. For construction, I really wanted the LLC set up because the LLC, from the client's perspective, is the relationship is between the client and the LLC, not the relationship between you and the client. And the key to that is if you mess up in the job and the client comes after the legal entity or the LLC and not you personally. So if you're somebody that's just making homemade goods, you know, sewing things or doing hats and t-shirts and things like that, you're not I mean, this is obviously why this is not legal advice, but you just think about from an honest broker perspective where you are. Are you really gonna, like, what's the odds of you selling this thing to somebody and them coming back and suing you about a hat that you sold them or about whatever? So if you're reselling stuff on eBay, so that would be the thing that just, is this something that is a risk or exposing me to liability? And maybe don't even start the LLC and get the bank account and all that stuff. And what you can actually do is just create a separate checking account, personal checking account, and just do all your transactions out of that checking account. And in a sense, that just enables you to separate personal from business type stuff and give you the ability to assess, all right, where am I at? How much money am I actually spending on this business? How much am I making? Am I actually making some profits? Is this the amount of time that I'm spending doing this thing, making this good to sell or doing a service for someone else? Is it really actually equaling a profit? And if you're doing that while you're working your regular job, it's going to give you a good indication of what you're actually making and give you an idea for whether or not maybe at some point, if your employer goes woke and starts telling you to do all kinds of things that historically employers never have tried to do or said to do, or require you to toe some kind of stupid political line or else lose your job, you can be like, man, I know, you know, I've been selling these hats and I've been painting these people's houses on the weekend, you know, not a whole lot of liability painting someone's house and or making a deck. You know, I've been building these decks for people. And my encouragement to you is, regardless of what you're doing and regardless of however many years you do it, that you treat all that income. You don't try to hide it. You don't try to stick it in a bank account or you don't try to do it all cash and stick it under your mattress and hide it from the government. Because as you try to buy more land, which we've talked about productive property, and we're going to get into a little bit more nuts and bolts of how I did my first couple houses and what kind of loans and probably in the next episode. And as you grow your business and as you start to want to try to close real estate and buy more land and start your farm, because you got so many babies now that you have all running around and you need to make food and get some beef and all this stuff, that you have a history on your tax return that shows money being made. Because when a bank looks at you, especially when a bank looks at you as a self-employed, sometimes it feels like they treat you like an unemployed person, they are able to see that you created money, you created value, and they're going to scrutinize a self-employed business owner type person more than they are just a regular employee. Even though as an employee, you can get fired the next day, for some reason, the bank just treats you as that money's coming forever. As far as they're concerned, you've been employed there for a while, you're going to continue to be employed, even though that is not necessarily the case. Where if they look at a small business owner and they see this past performance, they're still a little bit like, we're not sure. And I've showed them, hey, I got these contracts. I got $500,000 worth of projects that I've been retained for. I've got money, deposits, I'm building. This is what's going to happen the next quarter. They don't care. They almost like, well, yeah, that's probably not going to happen. So pay your taxes, report the income that you got. This is probably why as soon as you start doing your side hustle, you're going to probably want to get an accountant. He or she is going to be able to tell you how to deduct maybe portion of your home is your home office. That's where you do all your prep stuff. So you're going to take a square footage of that. You're going to knock it off. Oh, you've been driving your personal car to go pick up stuff and supplies. Okay, we're going to take mileage from that. And they're going to show you all the different ways to essentially treat money as non-taxable. And that's the key. And that's where those of us that run our own businesses are able to get ahead, is because we're able to take a huge chunk of the money that we get from clients, that we get from jobs, that we, you know, our cars, our vehicles, our homes, our different things. And we're able to say, look, this was an expense, or this money was spent to actually create more money. And that's how we're able to spend a lot less tax. I don't really pay income tax as a guy who has multiple businesses and multiple six-figure businesses because I'm depreciating properties. I am taking square footage of my home. I am deducting mileages. I'm not spending any money on gas that isn't for business that is taxed. And so everything comes off the top. And at the very end, after we've paid all the bills, after we've deducted everything that's for business, then I get taxed on that final amount. And that's why my taxes are so low. That's because I'm able to just slice away chunks with depreciation of property, these things. And that's the benefit of having your own business. That's why I think everybody, yeah, you, the one that's like, no, I got a great job. I like it. My boss is awesome. No, start an LLC or start a side hustle. Give yourself the freedom that comes from that and the tax benefit that comes from that and the learning that begins to happen and the understanding. You understand also, you start to see, oh man, how much time does it take from my normal day to get this much money? You start to, and then you also start to realize that it's not based on time anymore. It's based on a result. And if you get that result quicker, or if you're able to leverage key partners and subcontractors and other employees and things like that, that you can actually have unlimited earning potential, even though there's no way to get more time. We've talked about this already in Crushing Inflation a couple episodes ago, but as you build your business, as you start to learn these lessons, as you start to see really initially, I think that one of the things I wish I was told at the beginning was how long it takes to learn these things. So start that learning now. Start trying to see what you can do. And at the very worst case scenario, you're going to realize you hate what you're doing and you're going to realize that you like the job, or you're going to get it. And it's a low risk way to assess your own skill set. And if you haven't started an LLC and you're just kind of doing that side hustle and you started to open another personal checking account and you're doing it, guess what? It's virtually no administrative work required for you to start doing it. You can just call yourself the business name. You can use these things you can doing business as and just, treat the name, but it's really just means you. And so you can kind of set up some of these things that make it seem like it's a real company. And, when you go on and you set up credit card processing and stuff, you can say what you want it to say on their statement, so it doesn't look like it's just going straight to a person. Because sometimes when the client's like, all right, who do I make the check out to? And you're like, tell them, make the check out to Nathan Spearing. That's not necessarily at that final thing really like it's a real company. So yeah, anyway, kind of hitting the link that I like these podcasts to be. So teaser for the next episode, talk to you about how I knew my LLC and I did it right and how it worked and where it broke down when I actually got sued within 6 months of starting my business. And so we're going to talk about contracts, how to cancel contracts, how to establish a relationship with the client and manage that a little bit, just maybe a little bit more info for you as you are trying to decide what you should do with your business. As always, share this with a friend, tag on social media for extra credit. Have a good one.